Love in the emergency room. Homeless fall here as often as they are able, to sleep in the heart-starting fluorescent light, still as a urine cup. Dan leans against the cot where I scream and grow brave on Percocet. He is normal, except for the ways in which he is exceptional. This makes him truly normal. He wears the suit in which he married me, given to him by a friend moving to Russia. The night he left, we drank PBR in the only dive in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I try to make St. Lucians tell me about home, to remember some of Omeros. But every day feels this way. People walk blindly, wearing cares on their bodies like skin. Some have fallen in a heap. Some take pity and tell me a story. They like that I require little. It's easier to be good. It's never long before they reveal something that troubles them. They don't know what to do with the homeless who want turkey sandwiches, to say nothing of their daughters. I want to love the heap which seems dead but is a person. I should lift him in my arms and teach him how to change everything, personal hygiene, college matriculation, but my arm is broken and I have started screaming again from the merest shift. I see now that no one really has the use of their arms. No one needs only one turkey sandwich. Dan is normal, but sometimes his talent makes him seem invulnerable. I like that. Everybody likes that. My fingers sag. Even the air is more than I can lift. My soul is not as limitless as the color green in a forest renewed by rain. My body feels more shatterable in this polyester dress, meant to look like a Grecian robe, but which is clearly some factory-made shit from Macy's. My wisdom is like a coin in an inner pocket that could not buy a candy bar at a bus stop. The face of the man who gave Dan his suit is soft, sad, and sweet like Georgian wine. He gained too much weight to wear the suit, but the weight made him beautiful. He has a noise that means sad and funny. He gets better the later it is, the more we've drunk. For him, the world should be nocturnal and less ignorant. Young, I fail to see that to be extraordinary is a gift granted to everyone who is loved. I didn't know that what was rare and valuable was the way one leans into the cot, not heroic, not collapsing, the bagel with cream cheese, the steady gait, the one you love because he's yours, like a plot of land, like the moment you are born to your weird parents, to the one in which your heart finally gets over blood.